Yeshkoyach Novominsky Rebbe. Our next speaker needs no introduction, certainly not in this base medrash. But again, let me use this opportunity to express on behalf of the Kehillah and on behalf really of Klal Yisrael, tremendous sense of Hakaras HaTayv to Rav Moshe Tov Yalief for all that he does to be Marbitz Torah in so many different ways and in front of so many different audiences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him special Koiches HaNefesh, and look at what he uses them for. What a special schus it is now for us to hear from the Maradi Asra Shlita.
Rishus, Rosh HaGudas Yisrael, the Novominsky Rebbe Shlita, who's been a mentor for really all the leaders of Klal Yisrael for decades. Even in Minneapolis, I remember there were Talmidim of his from Chicago, Chavri HaKoilel that came to form the Koilel in Minneapolis nearly 20 years ago, who were his Talmidim in Novominsk. And his Hadrocha is exactly as Rav Moshe Sherezat Zal epitomized for Klal Yisrael and for Reb Yisrael. So it's a schus that he graces us with his presence, and we revere the words that he shared with us. Rishus Yedidi v'chavivi Reb Chaim David Zwiebel was really the quintessential Ribui Kvod Shamayim, following in the footsteps of his Rebbeim and his Rebbe in Askonis, Rav Moshe Sherezat Zal, the legendary visionary of Agudas Yisrael. It's a schus that Rav Gedalia is here, Rav Shloime, Achai v'Rei. We're facing this topic head on. There are those that claim that rabbinic leadership, that Me'etzes G'dayli HaTorah, G'dayli Rabbonim, Admoirim, have a habit, chas v'sholem, of sweeping things under the carpet. As you heard from the words of one of the preeminent G'dayli Yisrael, the Rebbe Shlita, we're facing this topic head on. When I was in Cleveland, after learning in the Telza Yeshiva, in the Koilel, I also was a Rebbe in the Masifta. And the Rosh HaMoysid, now called Beis Chinuch de Rav Dessler, was Rav Elvel Dessler Zatzal, the son of the legendary Michtav Meliyo, Agoyin HaTzadik, Rav Elia Dessler Zatzal. And he had a boyhood friend, his name was Bensi Lapyan, and once walking to shul together, Rav Elvel told me the following maisa that Bensi Lapyan shared with him. Bensi Lapyan, the son of the Lev Eliyo, Agoyin HaTzadik, Rav Elia Lapyan Zatzal, the two legendary Balei Musav of the Friya de Gadol. And Bensi was killed by the Nazis al Kiddush Hashem. But the maisa happened when they were friends and chavruses in Talmud Torah, Kelm. Bensi came running into the Beis Medrash as fast as you would run in Kelm. And he said, Velvelich muzach zogen amoyredike maisa itzte passiert in the Mark von Kelm. I've got to tell you an incredible story that just happened in the marketplace of Kelm. Two individuals, actually, a Yid and a Goy, an Eina Yehudi, were getting into a fracas, an altercation. The Eina Yehudi, he was a lumber merchant, and the Yid wanted to purchase lumber from him. And the Goy told him, you've got to pay me now, and then I'll deliver the wood. And the Yid said, what are you talking about? COD, cash on delivery. You'll bring it to my home, and then, of course, I'll pay you forthrightly. And the Eina Yehudi said, absolutely not. I've been burnt many times by your kind, and I want the money now. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Until finally another guy ran out of the marketplace, tapped the first on the shoulder and said, you can trust the Jew. It's Elul. The Jews are different in Elul. A Kelma guy understood that the Jews are different in Elul. You talk about Rabbi Sol Salante Zatzal, the fish, Teislan Zechinyam, like Mari V'Rabbi Rav Gifter Zatzal would say. In Kelm, Elul was felt by the goy in the street. You can trust the Jew. Could you imagine if there was a sign in the office of the district attorney, of every defense lawyer, every prosecutor? It's Elul. You can trust the Jews. There's no fraud. It's Elul. Why can't it be Elul the whole year round? The Ramban explains that the reason why the Golus was curtailed, it possibly could have been forever, was because the Rebbeinu Shalom is concerned about how the nations of the world view Klal Yisrael. And Psikta Rabosi in Echo says that the world evolves from Klal Yisrael. Rav Gifta Zatzal would tell us over, he said this at the Shloish of Marein Rav Yankiv, who he called the Pikeach Hador. There is a rich Yiddish maxim, Vis Kristalzach Idelzach, which seems to mean that the Jews and the non-Jews are connected to each other. If you want to look at the world, Vis Kristalzach Idelzach, the way the Christians are, the way the Jews are. Rabbi Yankiv explained it differently, Rav Gifta taught us. You go to a doctor, he palms the stethoscope, and you tell him, I have a backache. He places it on your heart and he listens to your heart. My feet hurt. He listens to your heart. I've got a headache. He listens to your heart. Such a doctor you should call Mister. That's not the problem. But anybody who has a rudimentary understanding of the physiology of a human being knows that very often when there are problems with the extremities, it's because of the fact that the heart isn't doing its job. The heart is ill. It's not pumping oxygen and blood to the extremities. Cure the heart, you cure the body. Said Rabbi Yankiv, it's just the opposite. If you want to know what's happening in the Jewish camp, as go the Jews, so goes the world. And if you see issues of immorality and decadence in the world at large, it's because Klal Yisrael, the heart, isn't doing its job. Don't blame your surroundings for causing dishonesty in our machane, alleged dishonesty. If we were honest, if we were perfect, if it was Elul the whole year round, and the goyim would say, you can trust the Jews, it's Elul, and the entire world would be different. That's our responsibility. It's a manifestation of Kvod Shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want the Umma Yisraelim to experience the suffering of the Jewish nation that lessens the Ribui Kvod Shamayim. So the Golus was curtailed in Mitzrayim. Lo pachas v'lo yoyser. This is a mitzvah chiyuvis, this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's derived from the pasuk v'ohavta l'reyacha kamoicha. The Gemara in Yuma on Peivav that the Rebbe Shlita alluded to, the Gemara says as follows. And you know the Kotzke says that the synopsis, the end of a Masechta, is really the whole Yesod of the Masechta. You want to know the Yesod of Masechta Yuma? This is Peivav Amid Aleph. It ends on Peiches. This is the Yesod of the whole Avoid of Yomim Neiroim. Yitzchok Tebei Rabbi Yanai Omar. Yitzchok of the yeshiva, the academy of Rabbi Yanai, said, "Kol shechaverov mizbayshin machma shmuasoi. Any ones whose friends are embarrassed are in count of his reputation. Haynu chil Hashem. Dos heista chil Hashem. If you are embarrassed today to be an erlich yid, then that's a chil Hashem. If you do something to embarrass Klal Yisrael, then that's a chil Hashem." Zokte Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Shrolei Morei Liflogi. May his master forgive him, forgive that person. Tukam Reinshi, Abaya Omer, Vahaftas Hashem Aleikecho, Shiyehei Shem Shemayim Es'av Ol Yotcho. That's the embodiment of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, that people should not be embarrassed that you're part of the Aman Yivchor, Mamleches Kohenim V'Goy Kodesh. Live your life that the Tzibur should be proud of you. Make a Kiddush Hashem, not a Chil Hashem, and the Gemara goes on to define that if a person, and the Rishonim, the Rambam, explains in great depth exactly what this means, rhyme and verse of the Gemara, the Rambam teaches us of how you have to handle in business and create a Kiddush Hashem and pay immediately and keep your word and receive people with a cheerful expression. Hilchos Deis, he talks about this as well, the Rambam. The Gemara says, if you live a life where people say, Ashrei Rabbi Shalim Dei Torah, Ashrei Oviv Shalim Dei Torah, how beautiful are his actions, how pleasant is his demeanor, it's a pleasure to be with him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quoting from the Novi, says, Vayoyim Eloi, Avdi Oto Yisrael Asher Becho Espoil. The Novi Yishayo in Kapitel Memtes says that the Rebbeinu Shlom himself says, I take pride in Klal Yisrael. But if Chas V'Sholem, a person acts in an ugly fashion, Mechuar, and people say how degenerate he is, how negative he is. And look at the Gemara, every word is to be learned like Be'iyun Rav, Kama Mechuar Masov. Then here the Gemara quotes the Navi Yecheskel in Lamed Vav. Bemo lohem am Hashem eile umi'altzoi yotzo. This is the ultimate Chil Hashem, talking about Chil Hashem. So the Rambam in Deis, the Rambam in Tshuva, in Yesodei HaTorah, talks about how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in business. And I need to go into detail because you're all Erlich Yidden and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's a very strong question to be asked because these two Nevi'im seem to be contradicting themselves, each other. You see, the Novi Yecheskel says, Be'emor lohem am Hashem eile u'me'altzo yotzo. We're talking now B'loshin Rabim. To the masses. They created, they profaned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Navi Yishayo tells us, as the Gemara says, Ru'u kama noyim drachov, kama mesukim, mesukonim ma'asov, all of HaKosu v'yimer v'yoyim ali avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cho espor to the individual. Is Hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Deshitsky, why Loshin Yochid, why Loshin Rabim? Why when it comes, Becho Yisrael, I take pride in Klal Yisrael, Becho Espoir, is it Loshin Yochid? And why those that profane is Loshin Rabim? He says, because the Goyim have the following modus operandi. This is their approach. When a Yid does something that's proper, when he's honest, when he makes a Kiddush Hashem, he's a nice fellow. But when a Yid does the wrong thing, Chalila fraud, all the Jews are that way. Every Yid is that way. An Elta Yid once told me, he remembers in Poland and Eastern Europe, that Goyim used to say as follows. The nations of the world, the Goyim, they invented the train. And the Jews, they invented the way to ride the train for free. That's what they used to say when he was a kid. There was a great legendary tzaddik, Askin, Rabbi Shemaya Levin Zatzal, the Edom of the Heilige Imrei Emes Usiogan Aleinu. And someone told me he came to these shores, and because he was Sar HaSaad, he was the minister of welfare, he had an escort, an honored royal escort of several policemen who were walking with him. And Epsan Elta Yidna said, Oi, cook! Mit gechap noch a Yid mit golden pays. She didn't realize that this was an honored event. She thought, Nocha from a Yid got chapped. So is this is what it's all about? It's how the nations of the world have viewed us for thousands of years, for several millennia? The emes is That's really Sheker V'Chozev. That's not the truth. That's not the reality. Muskel Rishon is, as was mentioned, they're watching, they're looking, they're analyzing, they're scrutinizing, they're taking notes, they're keeping score. The first thing is, what you do reflects on all of Klal Yisrael, represents all of Klal Yisrael, and affects all of Klal Yisrael. It's a murder gemara in Pesachim. Daf kuf yudalad, an innocent machloikis tanoim, as to whether the mitzvah of charoses is a mitzvah. Is it mafik the tam of the morer? Does it make it less dangerous to eat the morer? Or is there a mitzvah called charoses? So Rabbi Loza, Rab Tzodik, Paskins, it's a mitzvah. And what's his raya? Listen to his raya. Because this picks us up and reminds us in the world who we really are. The Gemara Kuf Tezayin says, right before the new Mishnah, that what's the Raya? The Raya is that the Tagri, the Sochrim of Charoses in Yerushalayim would call out, purchase the Tavlin because it's a mitzvah. Chaparayin a mitzvah. Do you understand what happened here? He's Cholik on other Tanoim based on the declaration of Sochrim. Of those that sold charoses, don't they have negias? Don't they want to sell their product? This is what God wants you to do. But the nemanis of Sochrim in Yerushalayim was so stark that he brought a raya, connected under a tanoim, from the pitgam, the statement, the sales pitch of the Sochrim Yerushalayim. That's where we come from. Those are our ancestors. That when Sochrim cry out, purchase Charoises and enjoy the mitzvah of Charoises, purchase this tavlin, then that's a raya that there's a mitzvah called Charoises. Azoyat Rabbi Loza Rab Tzodik Paskind. Those are our ancestors. Kedoshim Tiyu Dika Sochrim in Yerushalayim. Anila Daidiva Daidili, the acronym for Elul, but there's another pasuk in Shir HaShirim. What does it mean to be a roya b'sheishanim, a shepherd with flowers? Says Agoyin, a Moshe Salavechik Zatzal of Lutzern. There are different ways of shepherding the flock, the sheep. There's a roya b'koil with a booming voice, and he brings the errant sheep back on the trail. There's a roya b'makel, he has a shepherd's staff, and he hits them to get them back in place. There's a Roya B'Kelev, he has a sheep's dog. But then there's a Roya B'Sheshanim, where the fragrance and the aroma of his flowers are so enticing and enchanting that the sheep never veer off the path. And if they do, they come back. We've got to become, as we once were, Royim B'Sheshanim. You know, in the late 90s, they built 1990s, they built a brand new mall in Hadera. And the trophy of the mall was a brand new American-style bowling alley. And it was slated to be open on Shabbos. And the owners were going to have this bowling alley open on Shabbos, come what may. Hafganot were organized, demonstrations, the Haredi community galvanized themselves. They petitioned the municipality. They wrote letters, and nothing happened. Until one day, there was a soft opening of the bowling alley. And a group of children from a shuvu school, newly indoctrinated, inspired children in Yiddishkeit, came to bowl. About 100 kids. The owner of the bowling alley was a lady, and she was scrutinizing these kids. She was watching their every move. She saw that they didn't throw the bowling balls at each other. They didn't clunk them on the ground. That they put them back after they finished using them. That they were polite. That they said thank you and please. She noticed how they ate lunch quietly in a reserved fashion and how they recited Birchas HaMazon with alacrity and with life. And then and there she decided to enroll her son into a shuvu school. I remember going with the Rebbe Shlita many years ago on a mission of Nesivas Moshe, and we went up with the Gerer Rebbe Shlita and Rav Shteiman Shlita to Haifa for an entire day. It was just a magnificent time together with the Rebbe. And we met many, many children from many shuvu schools. We went to a Beis Yaakov, and because I speak a bit of Ivrit, so I translated a bit back and forth for the other Rabbonim and for the Manalim. And at a Beis Yaakov in Haifa, a girl got up to speak, mamish like an einikel from some Rosh Yeshiva, Rav or Rebbe. Beautiful Divrei Torah, dressed as a tzanua. And after she left, the Menahel of the Beis Yaakov told us what this girl's mother did for a living. It's the type of vocation that you're not allowed to bring a korban with the money that she earns. Leave it at that. And he went on to say that Moron Rav Shteiman Shlita, who's living in the ivory tower with no connection to the world, and I greet Rav Landau, I see he's in the back, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir and his brother, was questioned because there was a problem with the girl. See, this was the ninth grade class. It was the start of that Beis Yaakov. Special Beis Yaakov in Haifa. And the other parents all found out what that mother did for a living. So 23 parents convened and threatened to pull out every girl if she's in that class. So they went to Rav Shteiman and asked him a psak halacha. The Menahel told us this. And Rav Shteiman, paskin, that girl is a bas Yisrael. And she stays. And if they want to go to another school, that's their business. But she stays. And every parent kept their kids in the school, and she was now this incredible Bas Yisrael. Do you understand what's going on? The Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Roimimus of Klal Yisrael, the Ribikvot Shemayim of Klal Yisrael. So in Chadera, the bowling alley is closed on Shabbos. Not because we threw stones, but because children acted properly. Because they made a Kiddush Hashem. Unbeknownst to them, they secured a bowling alley for decades to come. That would be Shem Shabbos. And Derech Hashem V'Rachem from these children that went to the Shuvah school. It's a double-edged sword. Do you know why you say Kaddish? Why do you say the words Yiskadel V'Yiskadei Shmei Rabo? Because there's a halal, as the Rebbe said. There's something lacking in the world. The Ribui Kvod Shemayim, the Kiddush Hashem of Ahilag Yiddish Neshama, that has departed. So now you have to fill that challah. But what happens if that person didn't make a Kiddush Hashem? Is that his legacy? Achil Hashem? So why are you bothering to say Kaddish? Don't you want to live a life where Achrimeyev Esrim Shana, there's a reason to say Kaddish? Because we have to elevate the level of Kedusha that now you're not here creating a Kiddush Hashem v'umageit v'umishteit. You know what Kiddush Hashem is? You're Kiddush Hashem. I'll tell you who you are. Al takrav haloim. Moshe Rabbeinu reads the road signs v'asnen en ukol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al takrav haloim, don't go any closer. There's Shechina. He goes on to say, take off your shoes, you're standing on holy terrain. Now the question is a pasha to question. If it's holy terrain, then why is it sufficient to take off your shoes, back off 20 paces? Hashem said, al-takrav alayim, you can't go there. And if that's the Mokim Kaddish, so why is this a Mokim Kaddish? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, there are two types of Kedusha. There's the inherent Kedusha, Harabai is from the time of Bria Sa'ilom is a sanctified place. A Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha. A Beis Medrash has Kedusha. Yeshiva has Kedusha. A Sefer Torah has Kedusha. Sifrei Kodesh. But then there's what's called a Maimed de Kedusha, writes the Ksav HaKabbalah. As Rav Matasyo explains in a different place, Moshe Rabbeinu created a Pe'ul of his Eirus. He saw Hasnen and Ukol and he created Kedusha in his place. You know what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is teaching us? Hamokim Hashem ato imed admas kodesh vua yidgeit vua shteit is admas kodesh. Our challenge is to take the kedusha out of the base of Knesset and out of the base of Medrash and out of the yeshiva into the street, into our homes, into the workplace. You know what Reb Tzadik says? Reb Tzadik says, "Ein b'kodesh bochu b'yiloma yifter the churban abayis ela dalet hamashal locha." So that means, I dare say, that most of you that are going to work, when you learn 2-3 hours in the morning, or you learn at night, or you chop a limud on the way on the train, so you're in dalet hamashal locha. But you're accountants, doctors, lawyers, dentists, a plumber, you're out of the dalet hamashal locha. Kum tzigein Reb Tzadik, and he saves the day. Reb Tzadik says that if you conduct your Asik and your business, al pi dalet chelkei shulchan aruch, you're living in dalet hamashal locha, and there's the kedusha of the Shechina with you. In your law practice, in your dentist's office, in your accounting office, on the subway. That's the koyach of a yid. Poshet, according to Reb Tzadik, who really has the whole world by the Metzias, because he was a chusid, Litvak who became a chosid, so he's talking to everybody. No matter what your background is, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svard, Reb Tzadik says, Ein la kodesh bochu bay loma yiftachu ben abayis ela dal rama shalocha. Everyone in this room and the tens of thousands that are watching, you are living in dalet amishal alocha if you keep dalet chelke shulchan aruch. And he enumerates. Choshen mishpat, Evan Oezer, Yeredeya, Arachayim. You live with the Shulchan Aruch, you're living in Dalet Amish Allah, you're living with Shechina, no less. There was a yid in Toronto who manufactured facial tissues. And the average tissue box, as you know in the industry, has generally 200 tissues. So he was a chochem. He decided he'll put in 195 tissues, five less. Yishkefelach, who's going to notice? You're counting up tissues. Have you ever counted up a tissue box in your life? Is that my Rebbe, Rabbi Kalfin, Rabbi Simcha Kalfin? I can't really see. Al Kuponim. So he put in five tissues left, and he made a killing. He mamish made hundreds of thousands of dollars. And one day he had such charota. That's how a yid is supposed to conduct his business, parnosis from the Rebbeinu Shlom. So he went to Bezdin Dayonim, and they told him the only eitz is, for the same amount of time that you took out five tissues, you've got to now put back five extra tissues. And for a couple of years, he mamish put in 205 tissues. And guess what happened? One day a scandal broke out, and the Canadian government decided to check on all the tissue boxes of all the manufacturers in Canada. And they found that this Yiddel, he put in five extra tissues. It was such a Kiddush Hashem, Ribui Kvod Shamayim. They gave him a prize. The Canadians gave him a prize. What would have happened if they would have counted it 2 years before? What a Chil Hashem he would have had. Over five tissues? Over five tissues? Is it Kedai? It's a double-edged sword, this life that we lead. Integrated in society, out of the ivory tower, joining the workforce. We have this opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem, v'umegeit, v'umeshteit. You know what Rabbi Chanan says? Why do Jews have 613 mitzvahs and the Umos Olam 7? And he explains, if you take an ocean liner or a cruise, then the captain and the crew have a whole set of rules. Passengers also have a rules. He writes, Rabbi Chanan, you don't drill the side of the boat. You don't stand on the railing ready to jump off. There are a lot of rules that the passengers have, like about 7 rules. But those that drive that boat, the crew, the captain, they've got a huge manual how to operate the boat. Says Rabbi Chanan, we're operating the boat. Where are the boat pilots? You get on a plane, in contemporary times, basically pretty simple. You know, they spend about 5 minutes explaining to you, if you landed from planet Xenon, how to put on the seatbelt. It's how to put on the seatbelt. And the mamash masbir to you, and you pull it low over your lap. That means I don't really have that problem. Hopefully soon I will, but I'm not really adjusting it too much. But Yunta Shishur is, the seatbelt's a seatbelt. And then you have to stow your tray table and put your seat in the upright position, and you're done. What about the pilot? The pilot comes with a ganze peckle instructions. And then he's got the computer, because he's flying the plane. Rabbi said, we're flying the plane. And that's Ribui Kfod Shamayim. And if you think they don't know who we are, they know exactly who we are. When I was in Minneapolis, I used to fly to Eretz Yisrael on the now defunct Northwest Airlines that was taken over by Delta to merge, which means they took them over and disappeared, similar to other mergers. And Derech Amsterdam was a 7-hour layover. So I went to the Kotel a few times, and I gave a share there, went to Anne Frank House, and I did other things. And one time I went to the Rijksmuseum, not to be confused with the Third Reich. And the Rijksmuseum has incredible Rembrandts. And I asked the docent, I have 2 hours, what should I look at? He tells me, Night Watch, a magnificent painting of Rembrandt. And I sat there. There are about 17 benches. Hundreds of people are pouring in. And it was unbelievable. It was like Rishoinim and Acharoinim, Pirushim, all kinds of lumdis on Rembrandt and on the painting. It reminded me of my high school years learning the Bard, Shakespeare, and the Cliff Notes with this is Lashitosoi from the second stage of the play in the third. We had to learn on the Bard on Shakespeare. And I was always giving with Rembrandt. And then I noticed them coming out of a different, distant entrance. There were about 7-8 entrances to the room, this massive room that had this massive painting. Two Haimish Yidden, you know, with payas tucked under the taxi cap, and they're sauntering around. And as they walk by me, I wasn't wearing kapota then, I just had my jacket and my hat, I say, Shalom Aleichem. And all of a sudden, they're taken aback. How you know we Jewish? How you know we Jewish? And I tell them, every guy in Europe knows you're Jewish. There isn't anybody who doesn't know you're Jewish. Who do you think you're fooling? Rabbis, they think you go to Niagara Falls, they don't know you're Jewish? You go to Disneyland, they don't think you're Jewish? Wherever you go, Vumagate, Vumashtay, they know you're Jewish. They were Tyre Yidden. They got came from England, from Manchester. They got invited me to speak at the CMA Shas. It was very nice to meet these fellows. But the bottom line is that how you know if you're Jewish? You gotta do it better. We're the pilots of the world. We're taking this flight that we call life. Shimon ben Shetach. He finds, according to the Medrash and according to the Yerushalmi, in Bab Metzia, the second Perek, the fifth Mishnah, he buys a donkey, and his Talmidim come, say, Shimon, Rebbe, Mamish, the Bereshim gave you a bracha, because on the donkey there's a diamond, and it's yours. And he says, did I buy a donkey, or did I buy a diamond? Give it back. And I'm not going to read to you the Pnei Moshe, it's Nitshayach. The Medrash explains it one way, and the Yerushalmi goes even further, but basically he says to them, that's my tachlis, to take things that aren't mine. My tachlis is that Goyim should say, the Yidden are unbelievable. And that's exactly what the guy said when he got back the diamond. He says, I have greater hana from Kiddush Hashem than I have from making money that's not mine or that is mine. Let me just end. Harav HaGoyin Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Kohen HaGadol Me'echov, you know, he was a serious man. And he was a Baal Mussan, a Talmud of Slabodka. And somebody asked him right around these days, Rebbe, what's the Avodah of Yom Neroim? So he said, the Avodah of Yom Neroim, fasten your seatbelts, gently wake up your neighbors because I'm finishing. He said, the Avodah of Yom Neroim is to smile. Was it Rebbe Miller Gazak? To smile. And then he said, there was an owner of a factory that wasn't really producing too well. So we went through the history of every single worker. He was firing people right and left. And he came across a fellow, and he rehired him. And they timed it. He's not really very productive. He's not productive. He is a cheery fellow, in the words of Rabbi Miller. He brings a smile to everyone's lips. He's staying. He makes the environment, the work environment, that much more exciting. Zuck Rebbe Miller, if you go through life with a smile, So you're basically saying to the world and to your people that Yiddishkeit is Geschmack. And how better can we do that than with the honesty and integrity that's part of our DNA? Rabbi Yeruchim used to say, if you see a goy with good midos, it's because he is a kedreit by Yidden. And if you see a Yid with bad midos, it's a kedreit by the goyim. You have to realize this is not what we are. We are Shimon ben Shetach Yidden. We are Yidden that appreciate and value and rise to the occasion of Ribui Kvod Shemayim. We are Yidden that have 613 mitzvahs and we fly the plane and take the world throughout the journey that we call life. That through the ages of the Me'etzes Gedolei HaTorah and the Rabbonim and Tzadikim of our door and the Mechanchim of our children, we should be zeichet to be marbek for Shemayim and be zeichet to be makayim the ultimate v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, where people will say, this is the nation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will take pride. It will be zeichet b'siyata l'shemayim l'schus of our avodas Hashem, to be marbek for Shemayim, teksiv v'chsim etayv alonu l'chol Yisrael.